Hello. Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya, bringing you Wombats and Music from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. This is WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station. And Wombats and Music is my chance to play for you my favorite songs, songs in the past, songs I've heard recently, a few oddball things that I call wombats, and I've got a wombat for you tonight. And it's going to be a good show. I've got a lot of songs I'm just excited to hear again, and some I hadn't heard in years. The first one is going to be Take It Easy by the Eagles. This was their first recording, their first release. They went on to become one of the best, most famous bands in recent times, and this was one of their biggest hits. It's called Take It Easy, and I think it pretty well communicates a way of life. Was Take It Easy by the Eagles from 1977. Moving on, 1972. The next song is from 1977. This is called We Just Disagree by Dave Mason. I had forgotten about this song. Hadn't heard it in years and just happened to hear it the other day and it caught my attention and I love it. Dave Mason was quite a musician. He sang with about every lead person you can think of. People like Jimi Hendrix, the Rolling Stones, Eric Clapton, Cass Elliott, Fleetwood Mac. He really got around. He wrote a lot of songs, and some of them became hits. He didn't write this one. A guy named Fred Krueger wrote it, and Fred plays the harmony on the song and also plays a 12-string guitar. So if you listen closely, you should be able to hear a 12-string guitar in the background. And the guy singing harmony with Dave Mason is the guy who wrote it. It's called We Just Disagree.
Haven't seen you in a while. How you been? Have you changed your style? And do you think that we've grown up differently? Don't seem the same. Seems you've lost your feel for me. So let's leave it alone, 'cause we can't see eye to eye. There ain't no good guy, there ain't no bad guy. There's only you and me, and we just disagree.
We Just Disagree by Dave Mason. Change of pace coming up, Buffy St. Marie. Buffy St. Marie is a Canadian folk singer, sang a lot of other kind of music too, and this particular song is called Cripple Creek. Cripple Creek's well known around here as a fiddle tune and a banjo tune, and no one knows exactly where the original Cripple Creek for the song was. It's an Appalachian song, it goes way back. There is a Cripple Creek in Virginia, there's also one in Colorado, could be one of those. In any case, I think Buffy St. Marie does a sort of a classic version of it. Very, very simple and clean. Not a lot of ornamentation, just the song, and I think it's a banjo in the background. So, hope you like it.
Hey, I go to gal at the head of the creek, and I'm going up to see you about two times a week. Kiss around the mouth, just as sweet as any vine. Wrap myself around me like a sweet potato vine. Going up Cripple Creek, going on a run. Going up Cripple Creek, have a little fun. Going up Cripple Creek, going in a whirl. Going up Cripple Creek, see my girl. Now the girls up a Cripple squeak, throat half grown. Jump on a boy like a dog on a bone. Roll my britches up to my knees. I'm gonna wade old Cripple Creek whenever I please. Going up Cripple Creek, going on a run. Going up Cripple Creek, have a little fun. Going up Cripple Creek, going in a whirl. Going up Cripple Creek, see my girl. Creek's deep, gonna wait, oh, Cripple Creek, and never I sleep. Hills are steep, and the roads are muddy, and I'm so drunk that I can't stand steady. I'm going up Cripple Creek, going on a run. Going up Cripple Creek, have a little fun. Going up Cripple Creek, going in a whirl. Going up Cripple Creek, see my girl.
Cripple Creek by Buffy St. Marie. And obviously that is not a banjo. What was I thinking? That's a mouth harp. It's a little thing you twang, and you hold it in your mouth and twang it, and you make the sounds by shaping your cheeks. I've played with it a few times and gone to a little workshop on it. The trick, well, for a beginner, the trick is not to get the darn thing to bloody your lip. I mean, it can cut you so easily if you don't do it right. But the people who do it well, like on that song, it's a great little instrument. You stick it in your pocket, pull it out, and play anything. So that was Buffy St. Marie singing Cripple Creek. Next up is the wombat I promised you. This is a wombat indeed. It's a song. It's a full-fledged song, so it qualifies. It's called Dear Boss, and it's sung by a guy named Mike Cross, an Englishman. It's a story of a man who couldn't come to work, and he's writing his boss to say why he couldn't come to work today. And he had a slightly unfortunate experience, which he communicates very well. I hope you enjoy it. Here is Dear Boss.
Dear Boss, I write this note to you to tell you of my plight. And at the time of writing, I am not a pretty sight. My body is all black and blue, my face a deadly gray. And I hope you'll understand why Patty's not at work today. I was working on the 14th floor, some bricks I had to clear. And throwing them down from such a height was not a good idea. The foreman wasn't pleasant, he being an awful sot. And he said I'd have to take them down the ladder in my hod. Well, clearing all these bricks by hand, it was so awful slow. So I hoisted up a barrel and secured a rope below. But in my haste to do the job, I was too blind to see that a barrel full of building bricks was heavier than me. So I went down to cut the rope, and the barrel fell like lead. And clinging tightly to the rope, I started up instead. I shot up like a rocket, and to my surprise I found that halfway up I met the bloody barrel coming down. Well, the barrel struck my shoulder as to the ground it sped. And when I reached the top, I hit the pulley with my head. I spun around all stunned and shocked from this almighty blow, while the barrel spilled out half the bricks 14 floors below. Now when these bricks had fallen from the barrel to the floor, I then outweighed the barrel and I started down once more. Still clinging tightly to the rope, I headed toward the ground and fell upon the building bricks that were all scattered round. Now as soon as I had hit the ground, I thought I'd passed the worst. When the barrel hit the pulley and then the bottom burst, a shower of bricks fell down on me, I hadn't got a hope. And as I was losing consciousness, I let go the bloody rope. Well, the barrel now being heavier, it started down once more, struck across me smartly as I lie there on the floor. It broke some ribs in my left arm, and I can only say, I hope you'll understand why Patty's not at work today.
Well, I certainly understand why Patty's not at work today. Patty had a very bad day. I love that story. All the different combinations of the bricks coming down, going up, and the barrel and everything. It's just a clever combination of events. Well, we're moving on into another era. This is a folk song about a whaling song. It's called "Rolling Down to Old Maui," and it dates back to about 1858. It's the earliest recorded version of anything like it. And this version was sung by Stan Rogers, probably the most famous and well-known of all the Canadian folk singers. He died at 33, and yet before he died, he was able to establish himself as just the premier folk singer of his generation. this song is a good example. It's also just a great story. Rolling Down to Old Maui is about a men on a whaling ship who've been down in the Kamchatka Sea, which is cold, really, really cold, lots of ice. In fact, they've got to get out of there before they get frozen in. And they come back to Hawaii. So they are really looking forward to getting back to the warm weather and the pretty women in the grass skirts and just a whole change of pace from being down there nearly freezing to death, killing whales, to coming up and just enjoying a very easy life for a while. And the story is about the song is about their anticipation. This is Rolling Down to Old Maui, sung by Stan Rogers.
It's a damn tough life, full of toil and strife, we whalermen undergo. And we don't give a damn when the gale is done, how hard the winds did blow. 'Cause we're homeward bound from the Arctic ground with a good ship taut and free. And we won't give a damn when we drink our rum with the girls of old Maui. Rolling down to old Maui, me boys, rolling down to old Maui. We're homeward bound from the Arctic ground, rolling down to old Maui. Once more we sail with the northerly gale through the ice and wind and rain. Them coconut fronds, them tropical lands, we soon shall see again. 6 hellish months we've passed away on the cold Kamchatka Sea. But now we're bound from the Arctic ground, rolling down to old Maui. Rolling down to old Maui, me boys, rolling down to old Maui. We're homeward bound from the Arctic ground, rolling down to old Maui. Once more we sail with the northerly gale towards our island home. Our mainmast sprung, our whaling done, and we ain't got far to roam. Our stunsail bones is carried away, what care we for that sound? A living gale is after us, thank God we're homeward bound. Rolling down to old Maui, me boys, rolling down to old Maui. We're homeward bound from the Arctic ground, rolling down to old Maui. How soft the breeze through the island trees, now the ice is far astern. Them native maids, them tropical glades is awaiting our return. Even now their big brown eyes look out, hoping some fine day to see. Our baggy sails running for the gales, rolling down to old Maui. Rolling down to old Maui, me boys, rolling down to old Maui. We're homeward bound from the Arctic ground, rolling down to old Maui. Rolling down to old Maui, me boys, rolling down to old Maui. We're homeward bound from the Arctic ground, rolling down to old Maui.
Rolling Down to Old Maui by Stan Rogers. Next comes a family song, Gather the Family. It's sung by Mustard's Retreat, who I gather are two men who sing together, and they're part of the Yellow Room Gang. I had a group, had the Yellow Room Gang on about 2 weeks ago. They're a group out in Michigan, a group of songwriters who got together, all of them award-winning songwriters, just enjoyed singing together and formed what they call the Yellow Room Gang. Well, this is just two of them, Mustard's Retreat, and the name of the song is Gather the Family. My son played it on his show a month or so ago, and I liked it a lot, and it's just got a nice feel to it. Hope you enjoy Gather the Family by Mustard's Retreat.
Gather the family, here we belong. and welcome, good stranger, come in. Our voices together all singing one song, and it's here that the future begins.
Our ancestors came from away, far away, from a thousand traditions and kin. What we all share together is we stand here today with a chance to start over again.
Gather the family, here we belong, and welcome, good stranger, come in. Our voices together all singing one song, and it's here that the future begins.
Our measure of worth's not in power or gold. The greatest truth comes from the heart. It's how we take care of the weak and the old, and this is a place we can start.
Gather the family, here we belong, and welcome, good stranger, come in. Our voices together all singing one song, and it's here that the future begins.
And so, like a forest, our roots hold the past, while our branches reach into the sky. Let our gift to our children be family that lasts, and a future to which they can fly.
Gather the family, here we belong, and welcome, good stranger, come in. Our voices together all singing one song, and it's here that the future begins. Gather the family, here we belong, and welcome, good stranger, come in. Our voices together all singing one song, and it's here that the future begins.
Next up is a little change of pace. It's a song with a message, and I don't always play songs with messages because quite often, though the message is good, the song isn't so good. But this time, both the song and the message, I like the song, I like the way it's played, I like to hear it, but also it's has quite a message. The name of the song is Money's Our God, and what it's trying to tell us, I think, is that we live a life as if money were our God. And that's probably not the best way to live our lives. And the song kind of examines the situation and suggests, well, how to deal with it or how to think about it. But it's also got just a nice little arrangement to it. So I hope you enjoy hearing Money's Our God. It's by a group called Zoe Speaks, and they've done a number of really nice things. This is the only one I've played recently, so here we go.
Hard for what we got. Seems like we just need a lot. Debts keep rising above our heads. I wish that we could save instead. Say money's our God, makes our decisions. But if money's our God, I want a new religion. Daycare, carpool, traffic jam. Daddy's working late again. Our kids are raised by someone else. I'd rather be with them myself. Say money's our God, makes our decisions, but if money's our God, I want a new religion. I fall down on my bills and pray. We'll get out of this debt someday. Stuff do we think we need? Grand say money's our God, makes our decisions, but money's our God. I want a new religion.
Say money's our God,
makes our decisions, but if money's our God, I want a new religion.
Money's Our God by Zoe Speaks. Next up is a song I found on a sampler record. I used to get these sampler records back in the 70s. Warner Brothers put them out. You never knew what was going to be on them. Occasionally there'd be a big hit that hadn't been released yet. And sometimes it'd just be a strange little song that I liked. This is one of those. It's called Family Style, sung by a man named Ron Nagel. And it just catches my attention. I have to suggest that maybe you shouldn't listen too closely to the words. It's a little off. That's the best way I can describe it. However, the tune's good, and it has a heart to it. It's the story of a life. It's the story of being in a particular kind of way of living. And I find it haunting in its own little strange way. But as I say, it does, the words do go some strange places. This is Family Style by Ron Nagel from 1971. Family Style by Ron Nagel. And as I say, it's a strange little song. Next one up is Before They Close the Minstrel Show. This was written by Bob Coltman. Bob Coltman is a folk singer and a writer. He's had a number of classics, and this is one of the best known. I love this song. Bob Coltman does a nice job with it, but the man singing it this time is Mike Agronoff, another fine folk singer from New England. At least that's where I heard of him. And this is a story of an ending. It's sort of a sketchy story. Apparently the author, the singer, was in a minstrel show, a traveling show, and they just kind of fizzled out. Probably after 20, 30 years, they just didn't have an audience anymore and things began to slow down and finally just died away. So it's kind of the story of a life ending and a phase of life ending. It catches something. There's something of ennui, of sadness, but also of what it must have liked to have been in it when it was going well. So this is Before They Close, The Minstrel Show.
Posters peeling underneath last summer's morning glory vines. Old white hat and a stump of cigar and an empty bottle of wine. Lay me down, Carolina, lay me down. Don't want to wake up in the morning no more. Sing me one slow, sad song. Last old time before they close the minstrel show. Banjo's got a busted string. Don't expect I'll get to fix it now. Won't have no more chance to sing. I'm rusty anyhow. Lay me down, Carolina, lay me down. Don't want to wake up in the morning no more. Sing me one slow, sad song for this one. Last old time before they close the minstrel show. Daddy Bones is dead, I guess, and you probably don't know or care. Frank and Arch have gone away somewhere, I don't know where. Lay me down, Carolina, lay me down. Don't want to wake up in the morning no more. Sing me one slow, sad song. Last old time before they close the minstrel show. Money and the crowds run out before we left that last old town. Well, this old show done played its run and rung the curtain down. Lay me down, Carolina, lay me down. Don't want to wake up in the morning no more. Sing me one slow, sad song for this one. Last old time before they close the minstrel show. Don't know where we go from here. Come to that, I just don't care. Maybe we go to a better place, and the minstrel show will be there. Lay me down,
Carolina, lay me down.
down, Carolina, lay me down. Don't want to wake up in the morning no more. Sing me one slow, sad song for this one. Last old time before they close the minstrel show.
Before They Close the Minstrel Show, sung by Mike Agronoff. The next song is called Stand By Me. There must be at least 5 major recordings of this. There was even a movie with the same name and they used the song. This particular version is by Jesse Winchester. It was recorded in 2009, and Jesse Winchester was in Bristol last year. I went to see him. So he's around, he's singing. And this is just a fine song by him. I like it a lot. I happened to hear it one day on the radio, and I said, gee, what is that? I want that song. And I tracked it down. And it was this version, sung by Jesse Winchester, Stand By Me.
Well, the light has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see. Well, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stay, stand by me. And darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Stand by me. Stand by me. Stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, should crumble to the sea, I won't cry, I won't cry. No, I won't shed a tear. Just as long as you stay, stand by me. And darling, darling, stand by me. Oh,
Stand By Me by Jesse Winchester. I love the fiddle in that. It's just a nice thing. Next up is a song sung by Alan Jackson. Alan Jackson is one of the most popular country music singers of our era and has had many, many hits. This one was recorded in 2008. He had kind of a dry spell from 2004 to 2008, but this was his comeback song. Small Town Southern Man. I identify with the song. I grew up, I went to first grade here in Abingdon, and had life gone that way, I might have become a small town Southern man. As it turned out, my father came back from World War II. We went off and moved around the world. I went to a lot of different places, lived in 10 or 15 different places, and ended up going to school up in Boston and serving in the Army in Germany, and just many things about my life don't fit well with the small town Southern man. But now I'm back in Abingdon. I've been here 7 years, and in many ways I think my roots are here, and I identify as a small town Southern man in some ways. And I like this song. I think it catches just a nice feel for a certain kind of life call. So this is Alan Jackson singing Small Town Southern Man.
Born the middle son of a farmer and a small town Southern man. Like his daddy's daddy before him, brought up working on the land. Fell in love with a small town woman and they married up and settled down. Natural way of life if you're lucky for a small town Southern man. First there came four pretty daughters for the small town Southern man. Then a few years later came another, a boy he wasn't planned. Seven people living all together in a house built with his own hands. Little words but love and understanding from a small town Southern man. And he bowed his head to Jesus, and he stood for Uncle Sam, and he only loved one woman, was always proud of what he had. He said his greatest contribution is the ones he'll leave behind, raised on the ways and gentle kindness of a small town Southern man. Callous hands told the story for the small town Southern man. He gave it all to keep it all together and keep his family on his land. Like his daddy, years wore out his body, made it hard just to walk and stand. You can break the back, but you can't break the spirit of a small town Southern man. Bowed his head to Jesus, and he stood for Uncle Sam, and he only loved one woman, was always proud of what he had. He said his greatest contribution is the ones he'll leave behind, raised on the ways and gentle kindness of a small town Southern man. Finally death came calling for the small town Southern man. He said it's all right, 'cause I see angels and they got me by the hand. Don't you cry and don't you worry, I'm blessed and I know I am, 'cause God has a place in heaven for a small town Southern man. And he bowed his head to Jesus, and he stood for Uncle Sam, and he only loved one woman, was always proud of what he had. He said his greatest contribution is the ones he'll leave behind, raised on the ways and gentle kindness of a small town southern man. Raised on the ways and gentle kindness of a small town southern man.
Small Town Southern Man by Alan Jackson. I'm going to switch paces now. This next song is called Torn. It's by Natalie Imbruglia. She's an Australian singer, and the song was written and put out in 1993. She picked it up in 1997 and made it a hit, and it's just a fun song. There's a great version of the song on YouTube, and if you haven't seen it, it's worth the trip. Go look up Torn with Natalie Imbruglia. And what makes the version interesting there is there's a mime, David Armand, his name is, who does a mime interpretation of the song. And it's just a great experience. He gets the rhythm and he interprets each little phrase, and often comically. And then there's another video on YouTube where he is performing it at, I think it's at a some sort of award ceremony. And at the Amnesty International Policeman's Ball, 2006, Natalie Imbruglia comes out in the middle of his mime performance. The song is being played over the speakers, and she comes out singing the song and does the mime with him. it's a lot of fun. Anyway, that was what's coming up is Torn by Natalie Imbruglia, and it's a good song.
I thought I saw a man brought to life. He was warm, he came around like he was dignified. He showed me what it was to cry. Well, you couldn't be that man I adored. You don't seem to know, seem to care what your heart is for. Well, I don't know him anymore. There's nothing where he used to lie. The conversation has run dry. That's what's going on. Nothing's fine, I'm torn. I'm all out of faith. This is how I feel. I'm cold and I am shamed, lying naked on the floor. Has run dry. That's what's going on. Nothing.
That was Torn by Natalie Imbruglia. Imbruglia. I got to learn to pronounce that. The next song is by Garth Brooks, and it's called Much Too Young to Feel This Damn Old. And I think it, again, catches a moment in a person's life. This man's a rodeo rider, and he's been doing it for years, and he's not the champion. And he's starting to feel old, but he's not that old, really. It's just that his body's grown old from all the hard wear it's taken. And it's obviously destroyed his relationship with his lady friend. She's gone. And you can hear the pathos, I guess is the best term for what's going on.
This old highway's getting longer. It seems there ain't no end in sight. To sleep would be best, but I just can't afford to rest. I got a ride in Denver tomorrow night. I called the house, but no one answered. For the last 2 weeks, no one's been home. I guess she's through with me. To tell the truth, I just can't see what's kept the woman holding on this long. And the white line's getting longer, and the saddle's getting cold. I'm much too young to feel this damn old. Call. A worn out tape, a chrysalid of doom. Lonely women and bad dudes seem to be the only friends I've left at all. And the white line's getting longer, and the saddle's getting cold. I'm much too young to feel this damn old. All my cards are on the table. No ace left in the hole. Not much too young to feel this damn old. Lord, I'm much too young to feel this damn old.
Garth Brooks, Much Too Young to Feel This Damn Old. You've been listening to Harry Baya Wombats and Music. Weekly show, 7 o'clock on Monday nights, 1 o'clock on Saturdays. And it's my chance to bring you my favorite songs and other things, wombats, like The Boss tonight, Dear Boss. And I'm going to close out tonight and start a song. Just play a little bit of it. We've got a few seconds to sneak something in. And this is one of my all-time favorites, Rocket Man by Elton John.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much, I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight.
I'll probably start next week's show with Rocket Man. Goodbye for now. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all.